Hello, thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is John, Certified Credit Repair Specialist.
Hi, this is Kiana speaking.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, ma'am. Thank you for asking. Like I mentioned, my name is John, and I'm a Certified Credit Repair Specialist, and I'm here from the Credit Pros. And we're getting in contact due to credit issues like denials and turndowns, right? Is that
Yes.
correct? Okay. Give me one quick second, please.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so thank you for holding, Mrs. Kiana. Now, like I was mentioning, we're getting in contact due to credit issues like denials and turndowns. When was the last time that you actually looked into your credit score?
I looked at it on Experian just the other day. I want to say it was maybe Thursday.
And do you remember what it was?
And yes, my credit was very low. It was like 480.
480, okay. And are you aware of the elements that may be on the credit score impacting you negatively, like late payments, collections, repos?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, and what would that be? What, like, what's on there?
My credit had dropped because I just recently, just this past week, had a repo. My car was repossessed for late payment.
Okay.
I know I have a student loan on my credit too, but I believe that's on forbearance right now.
Right.
I do know that's on my credit as well.
Okay. How about positively? Do you have anything that is showing up as positive?
Well, up until recently with the car, it
Okay.
positively it was the car when I was making my payments, but not anymore. That's why I got the car, so I could build my credit.
And what happened? I mean, are we having a like going through a financial situation at the moment?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yes. Okay. So, let me ask. I mean, at the moment, are you employed? Are you receiving SSIs,
Yes,
a D?
I am employed. I actually do have a full-time job. I work 40 hours a week normally. Right now, I have a schedule for next week, but I had to change it due to not having my car.
Okay. All right. And what's your goal for improving your credit? Like, what are you looking to obtain or actually achieve?
I really would like to fix my credit, get this repo off. I need to build it. There's so many things
Okay.
that you can do when you have good credit, and there's
Correct.
nothing I can do right now, especially with this car problem.
All right.
I
Well,
can't even
sure.
get another car if I wanted to, too.
It's going to be tough, right? It's going to be difficult for us to actually achieve that.
Yeah, very tough. And if I don't pay what I have to pay for my car, then they told me that they would be selling it by the 28th. They would have to sell the car. So,
And that's the last thing we want, definitely.
yeah, if I lose my car, then I have a great job and I will lose my job and everything else.
And what do you do for a living, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for an agency and I work for a county nursing home.
Okay. That's definitely a good job. You definitely don't want to be losing that.
Definitely not. I haven't had a position paying what this position is now ever, and healthcare definitely wasn't paying before, but I got very lucky getting this position, and
And
I would
you don't
like
want to
to
lose it.
obtain it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the goal here at the Credit Pros, ma'am, is to help you strain your credit. And we do that by establishing the positive report as well as eliminating, those items that you may identify as inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable.
Okay.
Okay. And we use the FCRA law, which is your right to have these things disputed and be taken off.
Okay.
Okay. So now, at this moment, I have a first name as Kiana. Last name is Gleason. Do you have a middle name or a middle initial?
Yes, my middle name's M for Marie.
Okay. And then, how about your mailing address? What would it be?
It is 2120 Johnston Drive. That is in apartment number 7, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, zip code 18020.
All right. Phone number is 484-747-2208.
Correct.
And then what would be your email?
My email is my first initial, my last name. The number is 8041 at gmail.com.
Thank you. How about your birth date?
My birthday is July 2nd, 1998.
And your social, please.
It is 172-788928.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this consultation for you, and it's gonna be asking me some security questions. This way we can verify that this is actually you doing this. So give me a second.
Okay.
Have you ever had a student loan? You say you did. How about a mortgage loan in June of 2020?
Nope.
No, okay. Have you ever worked at any of these places that I'm gonna mention to you? Interstate Batteries, Q
No.
Benefits LLC,
No.
Cedarbrook
Excuse me?
Agency,
Yes, I
that
have.
one. Okay. And what is the county for the address that you gave me?
That is Lehigh County.
Lehigh County, because I have Mercer, Greene, Northampton, Somerset, or none of the
Well,
above.
Northampton.
Okay.
Northampton County it is.
All right. So just give me a second, please. So I'm gonna go ahead and submit this for you. Just bear with me on the line, please. Alrighty, so thank you for holding on the line, Mrs. Kiana. I am seeing that your credit score at this moment with Equifax, it's at a 438. Okay, now let me explain to you what I'm seeing here on your credit. You most likely already know about what's on there, but this way we're on the same page and we're okay?
Okay.
I am seeing the fact that you have four hard inquiries, okay, and that's every time that you have applied for something, that they actually checked your credit score more into a debt for you.
Okay.
Okay. As well, another thing that I'm seeing is the fact that you have eight main minor delinquent accounts, which are basically accounts that have been late 30 days or less.
Okay.
Okay, as well as four major derogatories, which those are accounts that have been late anywhere from 90 to 120 days.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, I do see that you have two accounts in collections. They do have the balance in collections for $1,142 for both of the accounts in total.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, up until this moment, I'm not seeing a repossession. Okay, so it might not be reported yet.
Yeah, as long as
Okay.
probably if I were to pay it, then
Yeah,
would it show?
maybe if you don't pay it, and if, like you said, if they probably sell the car, then that's when it probably show up. Okay, because your credit score does reflect every month. Okay. And I mean, this is also recent too, right?
Yeah, this was just the beginning of the week, and it's not something that I want to be on my credit at all.
Most certainly. So we certainly can do something, at this moment. The way that we can help you, man, based on what we have seen and what we actually have spoke about, we have two programs available. We have one program that is called Prosperity, which is going to help you eliminate questionable items off your credit score. And then we have Success, which is going to help you clean up your credit score, but also help you add positive payment history to the report.
Okay.
Okay. So which of these two would you like me to go ahead and explain to you more into depth?
The second one for sure.
I'm sorry, which one?
The second one that you
The
have
second one.
stated.
Okay. This is called Success. How the Success program works, okay, it provides you, first of all, unlimited disputes of any questionable items. Anything that may be inaccurate, invalid, misleading, or unverifiable, and we use the FCRA law, which is your right. As well, Mrs. Kiana, you get access to a credit line, a trade line. A trade line that is up to $5,000, okay, by the company that's called National Credit Direct, which has an online store that you can go on and you can buy anything that you see on there. With you using this credit line, it would be reporting to Experian every month as positive credit, which would make you look appealing and much more responsible as well. Okay, now it also gives you. Well, it'll also be reflecting as a credit build loan on your credit, meaning that when you apply, lenders are going to be seeing that you have a loan under your name that you're making payments on. That is also in order for your credit score to increase, look much more appealing, much more responsible. There is no money given to you by the credit pros in any way. And you also got to keep in mind that once you stop the program, the positive report would actually discontinue.
Okay.
Okay, now the program, it gives you access to financial tools. All right. Have you ever heard of Experian Boost before?
No, I have not.
Experian Boost allows you to report, those monthly payments that you do for your utility companies as good credit, and that's going to make you look appealing as well. Now, since you're looking for maybe options, for loans or things like that. We also give you access to the loan wizard as well as a credit card wizard that you're able to apply with third-party lending companies and see what kind of options you have with them, based on your credit score. But just keep in mind that the better credit score you have, better options you're going to be receiving, okay? Now, there's no contracts, it's risk-free, no further obligations. Normally, this program is $149 to start and $149 a month. Okay, but the day of today, we can actually go ahead and get you started with as low as $12.95.
Okay, and then when would I pay the 149 after 1 month?
What I can do, normally, ma'am, we give out 2 weeks, but what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to give you 3 weeks. So I'm willing to give you up until the 8th of April to actually cover that 149 to be able to continue and also get access to the credit line that I mentioned to you. That way you can start building the credit. But meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and start working on your credit, start sending out the disputes, giving you access to the client portal and to all the financial tools under. That way you can start adding that positive credit.
Okay, and I have a question.
Yes.
As far as with the repossession, I know you said it's not on there now. Unfortunately, the amount that they're asking me to pay, I know I'm not going to be able to pay right now, missing work and whatnot. So when it comes to when they put the repossession on my credit, is that something that can be disputed?
It would depend for the reason why it would be disputed. I mean, you would definitely have somebody here with you, one on one. You're not going to be alone through this process, which they're going to be able to explain to you more into depth, how we can attack this or what we can actually do,
Yeah, because they told me that once the car is for sale and they sell it, because of the kind of loan it is, I would have to still pay off the loan.
Right. That's what normally
And
happens, correct?
it's something that I'm gonna have to, I want to be able to manage over time.
Of course. And that's what I'm saying. You're always gonna have somebody there. That way they can sit with you and explain to what's actually happening, how you can attack this, who the people you would have to contact would be and all that.
Okay.
All
Yeah,
right.
because my goal really is to, in the end, besides the other things that are on my credit, really fix that because I'm gonna need a car. I'm really gonna
Definitely.
need a car, and that's really important to me.
Most certainly, and not just if you needed a car. Keep in mind, like you mentioned at one point, nowadays everything is based on your credit. So you want to be prepared. That way, when you have to use it, then you have what it needs,
Right.
So,
Because I
let.
do know with how it was before, they were asking for a huge down payment.
Exactly. That's one of the benefits that once you improve the credit, you would be able to get lower down payments, lower monthly fees, lower interest rates, and obviously approve, for bigger amounts when you apply for loans and things like that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get you started, ma'am. The day of today with $12.95. Like I mentioned, I'm gonna go ahead and give you up until the 8th, which is 3 weeks from today, to be able to cover the 149 to be able to continue and get access to the credit line, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, ma'am, go ahead and provide me with the 16 numbers of your debit or credit card you will be using, please.
Okay. Okay, it is 377-720-3462-063.
Okay, just to confirm, you said it was 3777, then you said it was 7220-3462-06. Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would be the expiration date?
0930.
And the CVV number, please.
4107.
Okay. And what kind, you said expiration date is 09 of 30?
Yes, September 2030.
Okay. So it says here, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be a subject to a reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay.
Okay.
So please bear with me here on the line. Alrighty, so thank you very much for holding on the line. I was able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you the day of today. So welcome to the Credit Pros. You're one step closer to working on your credit and having a better financial future. Now, Mrs. Kiana, do you have something to write down on and with?
I can get something.
Let me know
Give me
whenever
one
you're
minute,
ready.
please.
Yes, take your time, no rush.
Okay.
All right, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and give you a customer service phone number, okay? Well, customer service phone number here at the Credit Pros, it's 973. Two 33. 43 88. Okay, in case you do have any questions or doubts, you can always go ahead and give us a call there. Once again, I'm gonna go ahead and just verify it for you. It's 973-233-4388. Okay, now I'm also gonna go ahead and give you your client ID number. It would be 775046. Okay, that would be your client ID number here with us. Now let me ask you, Mrs. Gleason, do you have access to your email at this moment?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you go on there? You should have received an email that says, "Welcome to the Credit Pros." Go ahead and open it up, and then there should be a link on there for a client portal. Click on that link, and then you let me know what you see. I'll be here on the line.
So the link takes me to, it looks like the terms of the agreement,
Yes, those are basically the
the
laws,
final.
regulations, we're going to be using in the program and the cost and all that I explained to you. So yes, go ahead and go to the next step for me, please.
Loading.
Okay, no worries. After that, you're just basically going to have to verify, the information that is spelled right and everything is inputted correctly. If you have any questions at any point, you're free to ask, but I'm not a problem.
Okay. Just verifying everything. Okay, it's taking me to the dashboard that says welcome
Okay.
to the credit post.
Perfect. So thank you for doing that, Mrs. Kana. That's where you're going to be able to find those financial tools that I mentioned to you, the Experian Boost, the Loan Wizard, Credit Card Wizard. Okay. So once again, congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. What I'm going to go ahead and do at this moment is transfer you to an auto credit advisor ACE, who is going to be verifying that I enter all the information correctly. And that would only take 2 minutes of your time. So please do not hang up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.